Thank you for the opportunity to discuss an idea towards the end of the day as we continue to prepare for the Seder. The matzah itself in the Lel Seder is recognized in two ways. It's recognized at the beginning of the Seder, halach ma'anyad d'chol ha'masana. This is the lechem oni that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim, and it's recognized at the end of the first part of the Seder when we're about to eat the matzah. Matzah zu shano echlim al shum shle hispik b'tzeikom shel aveisenu liachmitz. That the dough did not have a chance to rise ad shenigla aleim melech malchi avlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed to them, and they so what's interesting is that the two points of the matzah, lechem oni, that it was the poor man's bread that we ate in Mitzrayim, and that it was the matzah with which we left Mitzrayim, so both are the most unremarkable parts of the matzah. Both of the matzahs that were forced upon us. We were forced to eat crackers, and we were forced to leave with unleavened bread. There's one matzah that really speaks to the Jewish people and their strength, and that was the matzah that we ate before Chatzos. That was the matzah that we ate together with the Korban Pesach. That was the matzah that we decided to make, and we made it in compliance with Moshe Rabbeinu's command, and we did it together with the Korban Pesach, which required a lot of courage. And it may have been a very confusing thing to do, to bake, especially for ourselves, the crackers that we were forced to eat. And we did it. Didn't make that much sense. Didn't know why we were doing it. We did it. That speaks to the greatness of Klal Yisrael. But those matzahs that we had at the beginning of the night, they hardly make it to the Seder. We can talk about it, but I'm not really sure if they're mentioned in the Seder at all. Maybe if we have when we get the Korban Pesach back, then we'll speak about those matzahs. So the fact is that I think Rav Matis Yo Salman points out that the Pasuk in Re'eh captures the matzahs of Leil Seder. Lo yisechal alav chometz shivas yamim, toichal alav matzahs lechemoni. We can't have chometz during the eating of the Korban Pesach. We will have matzahs. Shivas, those toichal alav matzahs lechem oni, which the Pashas means bread, that a poor man's bread. Rashi says, Lechem Shem Maskir Esa Oni Shenis Anu B'Mitzrayim, bread that will remind us of when we left Mitzrayim. Ki B'Chipazon Yotzosa, because you left under pressure and in a rush. L'man Tizkor Es Yem Tzeizcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimechayecha. You'll always remember this. So the pasuk captures lechem oni, bread of oppression, and kibichi pozen yotzasa, and we were rushed out. And that's the lechem that didn't have a chance to rise. The Ramban, when he evaluates this idea in Chumash, he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the matzah to remind us of these two parts of our experience, because there's a contrast, that one was when we seemed to have a hester upon him, one was when with the bread that we ate, when we thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu had neglected us, b'shofel matzah, we were in a lowly place, in a difficult place, and in a very confusing place. What were we doing? What were Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov doing? Is being Meshuvadim? What were we doing? How did we get stuck over here? How did this happen to us? That by a sequence of events, it's true we had a bris from Avraham Avinu, but why the Shibud? Why did it have to happen? So this was the Lechem Oni. On the other hand, the Bechipozon, that speaks to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. That was the moment of Gilui Panim. In fact, in a strange turn of a phrase, the Rabbi Gamliel says, "Al shum shel hispik b'tzeikom shel aveisenu lahachmitz." So we would expect the end of the sentence to be "Ki goshumim Mitzrayim," because the we are being thrown out. Vigam tzedel yosulem lehispik betzekum shalaviseinu lehachmitz. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you have to run. But the phrase is ad shenigla aleim melech malchem lachem. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it's time for Gilui Shechina. It's time to be Megala myself. So the matzah reflects the trajectory from Hester upon him to Gilui upon him. That's what the Baal HaGadah says. The emes is that the one of the most important expressions and probably the defining character of Golos and Geula is Hester Panim and Gilui Panim. If you think of Sefer Shmos, the first time that there is any form of a Gilui Panim, it's in the Sneh. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. He's ready to be engaged, and nobody else. Only Moshe Rabbeinu is Sor Liros, Hester Panim. And the end of the Sefer is when Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Shechina to Klal Yisrael. So the contrast of being besneh in a lowly bush and being ignored, the end of being watched and observed every move, when the cloud comes up, comes down, he wants to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to move, he's v'shachanti b'socham. Such a strong contrast, shachanti b'socham, to being in the sneh, only Moshe was sorely rice. But that's the real, the quintessential, or the defining aspect of Golos and Geula, is Hester Panim and Gilui Panim. Is distance from the Ribono Shel Olam, or Kadosh Baruch Hu seeming distance from us, and Kadosh Baruch Hu being Megala himself to us. So therefore, it's been suggested, and the Maharal suggested, I think Rabbi Yerucham suggested, Matasio Solomon has an essay on this, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to watch him Leil Seder, not to watch us in Leil Seder. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi velo malach, Anochi velo sraf. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see, not because of any, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be sort of diffident in and of itself, but because I would suggest, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate the Bechira which took place Leil Seder. That would happen in Leil Seder. We pointed at other contexts. If we would be celebrating the Ribbono Shel Olam coming to be with Klal Yisrael, maybe Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It would be Parsha Shmini. When Kadosh Baruch Hu comes with Klal Yisrael, Yochel Mei Rosh Chodesh. It would make all the sense in the world to celebrate Leil Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When Kadosh Baruch Hu came to dwell with Klal Yisrael, that is the Geul at the very end of Sefer Shmos. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to celebrate that he chose us, that he wanted us. So that through us, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself. Where does that get seen? So this is what Maharal points out. He says that the moment when Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to leave in Tzrayim, that's when a Jew would say, even a few more minutes. The Mitzrayim want us to go already. The Shiva is over. We're going. So why shouldn't we take lunch with us? Why shouldn't we have breakfast with the kids? Why shouldn't we pack our bags, have something? We're going to go out to the Midbar. Nothing with us. What Jewish mother goes into the desert with lots and lots of kids and doesn't have a lunch for them? So that was the point where every Jew would say, a few more minutes, how long will it take for the bread to rise? So Rachel said, no. It's not about you even thinking you want to go and when you want to go. It's my schedule. I want you now. I want you to know that I wanted you now. And that's the pasuk. That's why the pasuk that is stressed by Mitzrayim, by Yoifu es habotzeik, asher etziu mi Mitzrayim, they ended up baking it. Ugois matzah, it's just crackers. Ki lechomeis. Ki gorshu mi Mitzrayim, because they were thrown out. We had nothing to do with the schedule. V'lo yochlus mameya. And God would not let them delay. V'gam seder lesser. And they didn't even, they went out knowing. Like a person who travels and he opens up his, and he had hopefully for a good reason, he had to travel in a rush. So when he opens his bag, he sees he has socks that don't match. He has pants and a jacket that doesn't match. He took the wrong path. But that's what began to say. But also they were constantly reminded They weren't ready for this trip. They would have wanted a few more minutes. So that's the trajectory of the matzah, is the trajectory of the Gilei Elukus from, but through us. When we begin the Seder, when we think about being in Mitzrayim, B'tchila, Matchila Mignus, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not be seen for the Jewish people. We were Lechem Oni, we were people who are seemingly ignored. The end of the Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only be seen for the Jewish people, only through us. And that's the Gilei Elukus, which gets expressed through Klal Yisrael. Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh, no. Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Geula. But I want to celebrate the night when everybody gets to see Kadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself through Klal Yisrael. We have to be Ro'oy and Zoche to be able to carry that responsibility of being those through whom Kadosh Baruch Hu has megal himself. And that is so much part of the Leil Seder. Leil Seder is appreciating Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bechir of Klal Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael responding by saying there's an Achrayas. And a lot of the Leil Seder is dwelling on the Achrayas, the responsibility that we carry, with great, great Azus Diktusha, with great, great pride. And the Bezer Hashem, we have the opportunity to respond to the Rav Hashem and Leil Seder that we are Baalei Achrayas. And Bez Hashem, through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will conclude the present Hester Ponim and be Megal himself once again, and Megal himself once again through Klal Yisrael. So again, I thank you for the opportunity to spend a few moments together during these very, very busy days, Baruch Hashem. But the days that are, their busyness is their richness. Their busyness is rich in preparing for the days of Pesach, and so much wanting to prepare for a Yom Tov that will bring us all a sense of peacefulness and happiness and Rizah Shem Simcha.
Amen.